Fire, fury, power. My name is Legend.
Welcome to Fuel Your Drive. All right, everyone, welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm your host, Josh York. And guys, today we got a very special guest. Good friend of mine, someone who I got a lot of respect for, and you're going to really love to hear his story because it's really moved me. And this guy has got some mindset to be able to accomplish what he's accomplished. Not only is he a police officer, which obviously we thank him for his service, he's a great guy. He's a hard worker. And I want to introduce you to my man, Aaron Lohman. Aaron, welcome to Fuel Your Drive. I'm very excited to have you.
What's going on? Thank you for having me. I really appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, Aaron, first thing I want to start off with is I want you to tell people about your journey, because you've done something that a lot of people would love to do, and you lost a lot of weight, which I was so impressed by. And I'd love people to really get inspired by this story because it's so hard. And obviously you took your current mindset that you used to have and literally flipped it and just went after it. And you really made something very special. And I know a lot of people admire you for that.
Thank you. Well, what happened was I used to weigh over 425 pounds. I used to tell people, you know, my scale only went up to 425. So I don't even know how much it was that I really weighed. Mm-hmm.
I had a dream, I had a nightmare that I died at work, and my daughter was born. My son wasn't born yet, and I had to watch her grow up without me. And it was so real to me. I woke up in a cold sweat, and from that point on, I just wanted to live my life the best that I could, lose weight, be healthy, be there for my family, be there for her, be there for everybody. And then I pretty much decided to start riding a bike. And how it went was I went out, I bought a bike. I did so much research on it, you know, because I was so heavy at the time. People said, oh, you're too fat for a bike, all this shit. And then my first day out there riding a bike, I got a flat tire. I had to take the train home. I had to be picked up by my wife. And I started to think, you know, maybe all these people are right. Maybe I am too fat. Maybe I have gotten too far out of control. And I almost quit that first day, but I just kept on going. You know, I said, you know, this is something I have to do for me. I have to do for myself. I have to do for my family. I just kept on going.
That's great. So, you know, everyone, you know, look, I have these voices too. Everyone has that voice in their head that kind of tells them, like, you know, like I always like use the sauna, for example. I love going in the sauna. I do it a couple of days a week and it's so hot in there. And I always, as I start getting nauseous, like I refuse to drink water now. I will not drink water. And as I get so nauseous, I actually usually push myself another 5 minutes. And it's like the voice tells me, all you got to do is just open the door and just go out, you know? Mm-hmm. But I refuse to do it because, you know, I just don't listen to that voice. So you've had probably so many of those voices many times. So you obviously use your family as the driving force, but let's talk a little bit deeper about that, because people, you know, everyone wants to accomplish a goal, but people don't realize. And what you've done here, it's the same rules apply to business, life, anything, but people just quit. They give up. So, you know, you use your family, but there must have been some very difficult moments because that, you know, how long did it take you to lose all the weight, Aaron?
It's been about 4.5 years, honestly. I'm still on a constant journey doing it and, like, you know, going through things in my head and, like, pushing forward and trying to live my life at the same time. And it's not easy, 100%. And I hate that shit you see on social media. Be like, oh, you know, it's easy. Just follow this plan, whatever. No, it's not fucking easy. And I really hate when people give the impression that losing weight or trying to change your life or trying to, like, live a different lifestyle that you're not used to living is easy, because it's not fucking easy. It's going to take serious dedication. It's going to take serious discipline. And you're going to need things, you know, just to push forward and stop, you know, push that button in your head that just says, don't be a bitch, you know, and you just have to keep on pushing forward and just, like, just do it, because the short-term gratification that you want from, like, eating something crap and shitty, you know, or eating or not working out or just, like, taking a nap when you could be out working out at the gym is not going to be the long-term goal that you want. And you just have to keep on doing it.
Yep. So, and that's great. And, you know, now I'm just trying to think in the perspective of someone who's like, well, I've tried this. It doesn't work. I've tried it, you know, So what are some tips you think you can give some people besides just, you know, obviously, all right, you know, just keep doing it. You can't be a little bitch. That's great. You've developed this mindset now, but like, think back to when you're actually in it, like for that person who's trying to lose that weight, what are some, maybe some tips or things you've done to really help yourself? Cause I'm sure, you know, you've had those people who say you couldn't do it, but you know, and this is something I always talk about, focus on yourself. Don't focus on everyone else's journey, focus on yourself. So how does someone stay in the zone during a time of questioning if it should continue?
You have to be honest with yourself. That's the most important thing. A lot of times when I am screwing up and I do say that this is not working, it's because I'm not tracking correctly. I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm constantly lying to myself about what's going on. The other thing is you just start out slow. Don't start out a million miles an hour. If you're trying to make a lifestyle change, it's a lifestyle change. It's not a, I want to lose 10 pounds change. And if you want to lose 10 pounds, great. But you should continue that and you should keep on going into a healthy lifestyle. This way you don't put time limits on things and try and, you know, kill yourself at the beginning. Because if you kill yourself at the beginning and you can starve yourself and you work out too hard in the gym right away, you're going to be tired, you're going to be sore, you're not going to want to do it anymore, you're not going to want to go back. You got to make it enjoyable and, you know, look forward to it. And that's another thing when it comes to mindset. Like most people, especially when they start out, they're like, oh man, this sucks, I got to go work out today. Then they go work out. The whole time they're working out, they're like, this workout sucks. Then they come home and they're like, oh man, I feel miserable. No, you got to go to the gym with, I get to work out today. I'm going to go do something for myself today. Then when you're doing it, you're like, yeah, this is awesome. I get to do this today. It all plays into itself. If you go in there with a negative attitude and you don't want to be there, you don't want to work out, and you're just clocking out in your head, you're going to give up. You're not going to continue, and you're just going to quit.
I agree. Was there anyone who was like very inspirational to you during those times of, you know, besides your family, obviously, that like, you know, really helped you and kept you on point?
Yeah. I mean, the usual, like David Goggins, of course, Jocko, of course, Andy Frazella, of course, yourself, you know, seeing you in the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning when I was there, 4 o'clock in the morning when I was going there, like always, you know, pushing through is good. And like, honestly, like going to the Bev's is, I didn't start going until I was a year into my journey, but because I was intimidated, but going there and seeing people who are really, really into it are like actually doing it and professionals are doing it. Seeing them all accomplish things is very, it's very inspiring, you know, and it makes it seem like anything is possible.
Yeah. There's a lot of definitely very motivated individuals in there. So definitely a good place to get that positivity. So, you know, I know you're also a police officer and I appreciate everything you do. You know, it's a great thing that you help and keep everyone safe. You know, how's that been going? I know times have been crazy right now. It's been a little rough, you know, how has that been going?
I'm in a good position right now. Pretty much what I do is I'm in the health and wellness section, and it's a brand new section that started in January. And my focus is to try and help cops get psychological and physical help as, you know, help cops get psychological help, physical help. I'm there to help them because I'm, you know, I'm a certified personal trainer now myself. The one guy who works with me, Chris Rowan, he is a certified nutrition coach as well as some other stuff. So we just want to help cops live the best lives that they can because, you know, it's a very sedentary job, sedentary lifestyle, all that stuff. And we want to help them live as long as possible because after retirement, the lifespan is 5 years, believe it or not. That's what the lifespan of a cop at retirement is. Yeah, it's very short.
Wow. I never knew that. That's crazy.
Yeah. And as far as the other stuff, yeah, we're still out there, even though we're in the position that we're in, and we're still out there during the protests and all this stuff. And it's very rough to be a cop, but believe it or not, there are a lot of people out there that still support us. I see it all the time on social media. People come up to us when we're at these protests and they say, hey, listen, just thank you guys for doing what you're doing. It's just that very, very small, loud group of people who, unfortunately are, you know, dominating the news media, dominating social media. And unfortunately are in these politicians' ears that just cause a whole bunch of screwed up stuff, you know?
Understand. Well, I support you guys. That's number one and always will.
Thank you.
You know, funny story. I'm just like, it's like funny. Like, so Aaron's on my podcast, Aaron, his partner, I used to play hockey with when I was a young kid. He's a goalie. It's just like it's funny how the world works out. Like, it's just funny how energy and things connect. But, you know, I want to touch on something, just circle back quickly. So, You lost all this weight. You obviously inspired the police department. Now you're running a whole department. So I want people to understand, like, look how much opportunity you just, like, they created a new, this is a new program, you said, right?
Right.
So because of, and again, it's definitely because of what you've done. They've created a new program now because of Aaron and his hard work. So I want everyone to understand who's listening to this, because I want you to get value out of it, is that sometimes that journey might seem difficult. It might seem like impossible, but so many other doors and other opportunities can open. You know, you create your own luck, and now you got this great thing you're doing. I'm sure you're helping so many people, and the amount of people must look up to you to be like, wow, I need to do what Aaron did. And that's a great thing. So my hat's off to you right there. Really, really special.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. And 100% what you said about opening doors, me losing weight and doing all this stuff has gotten me so many opportunities to do certain things that I would have never done. To, like, I mean, people, like, companies have flown me out to their headquarters, like doing video shoots, photo shoots, all that stuff, like connections that I've made, friends that I've made. This thing with the job, obviously, they, you know, being in this section, there's that. Like, I decided to become and get promoted to sergeant because I was being successful with something else. So, like, once you start pushing and doing challenging things, like, you'll want to do more challenging things, and it just leads into each other, and, like, it will really change your whole entire life.
Love it. You know, people always ask me, can you, you know, are you born with this mindset? And no, you're not. You know, like, some people are just crazy. Like, I'm crazy in a good way, but, you know, some people are just crazy in the other way. And you, all you have to do is just make that step to change. You know, change can be very uncomfortable, but, like, I always like to say, obviously, seek discomfort. And when you seek discomfort, a lot of great things are going to come out of that.
Yeah. So, I used to be a very negative minded person. Like, you see the people on Facebook who are constantly pissed off and they're just ranting about things. I used to be that person. I used to argue with people about, you know, about, like, they're fake positive, all this stuff. And it was very difficult for me to change. And I'm telling you right now, and anybody out there who's listening, if I can do it, if I can change, if I, being as miserable as I was, can change my mindset and push myself forward and become a positive, healthier person, anybody can do it, because I was in a really, really dark, miserable, negative place.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, again, just to make sure everyone understands this, we think it was around 425, but over 400 pounds Aaron lost. He looks fantastic now. He's in great shape. And how much you weigh now, Aaron?
I weigh 260.
260. And trust me, he looks great. I've seen him with his shirt off. You know, I'm not saying that in a weird way, but, you know, just being honest, the guy looks great. And it's something that's really special. So what are some things people don't know about you that you like to share, you know, like, besides, obviously, you know, like, other hobbies you have and things you like to do?
I like making videos. I actually went to college for film and science, believe it or not. I used to go to school for science, and I do make videos, you know, on my page occasionally. And listen, it's something I would like to do in the future. I'm starting to try and write a book about my life. I've been through a lot of screwed up shit before this, which was the reason for a lot of my negative attitude. It's also a lot of the reason for the drive that I have and the able to be able to brush things off, because I've had serious things happen in my life. I've had adversity, other things that people don't know about me. I don't know. I once got in trouble at work, and I thought it was going to be the end of my police career. So I looked into becoming an avocado farmer. So I was going to do that for a while. Wow. I mean, I don't know. I'm an open book. If anybody has any questions for me, I'm always willing to answer them. But I've done and lived a bunch of a crazy life before this.
And let's, you said something that's really important. You know, you've been through a lot. I have, a lot of people have, right? And there's a lot of things I don't even share. But you can always change, and you don't have to be, you know, who you were that, or who raised you, or you can always change. And if you look at some of the most successful people out there, a good majority of them have been through some pretty crazy stuff. And, you know, you just have to get in your mind. And look, obviously, if you're brought up in an environment that's fantastic and builds your confidence, that's great too, right? But not everyone has that. And for those people who don't have that, what I always say is, look, if you hang around with four successful people and you're the fifth person, you'll be the fifth successful person. If you hang around with four losers and you're the fifth person, you'll be the fifth loser. So surround yourself with other great people, right? Because I'm sure you don't hang around negative people anymore, do you?
No, and I'll tell you the truth. That was one of the hardest things about this whole thing is like when I started looking at my life in a more positive way and I started looking at the world around me in a more positive way. There are people that I was friends with, like, I mean, best friends with, I don't even talk to anymore. I can't, because exactly what you said, I was a member. We had these group chats. Obviously we used to talk all the time and everything was so negative that I couldn't even be a part of it anymore. I just see myself out. I don't even talk to those people anymore. And, that's what you have to do, because I was essentially being the fifth loser and they were dragging me down and I couldn't grow because I was a part of that. And now I have obviously a different circle of people that we all inspire each other and look to push each other forward. And that's what you need in your life.
That is so, so spot on. I want everyone to listen to what he just said. Who you associate yourself with is very, very important. So these are a lot of good nuggets in here for you to pick up to just make changes. And if you're not someone who has to lose a lot of weight, take the same principles that we're talking about here and just apply it to your life. You just got to change. And you know, a lot of people just don't like to take action, Aaron. You know, they just, you know, they'll say, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and they never do it. And then someone like you or me comes in and just eats them alive because they just don't take action. And that's very important.
Yeah, I mean, it's a huge pet peeve of mine when I see people posting like inspirational quotes and they don't do shit with their life. Like, I hate it. I will tell them, I'd be like, okay, great, but what are you doing about it? And, you know, they might get triggered and offended, but I hope at least it resonates with them that, hey, listen, you know, you're right. I am posting a lot of quotes, but I'm not really doing anything to change my life, because there's doing and there's not doing. There's really no in between, you know.
You never want to take advice from someone who hasn't done it, right? Like, you know, you and I are blessed to be bald and beautiful, right? And like, not everyone gets that ability. But, you know, that's like me trying to tell someone that, or you telling someone how to have a good head of hair. You're not going to ask me for the advice. You know, it's like asking someone who's overweight how to look good and lose weight when they're not in that position too. You know, the best thing is, you know, I get these messages all the time on Instagram, all the time. You know, I'd love to help with your marketing. You know, we'd love to work with your company. And they have like, they have no posts. They have 2 followers, no website, nothing. Like, would you ever think someone in their right mind would ever partner with someone like that? No, of course not. You know, and people don't understand, it takes time, years and years and years of hard work and consistency. And you said it earlier, you're still doing it. You're still after it every day because it's never ending. It never stops. And growth is something that's super important, and you should be growing every single day because that's how you get better.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep. So last question I like to always ask, if you were conducting this interview, what question would you have asked?
What question would I have asked myself? That's a tough one.
I know. Always throws people off.
What question would I have asked myself that I didn't answer yet already? I guess how do I stay grounded? I guess how do I stay grounded and how do I maintain perspective?
So tell me how.
I just look at the world as being a huge place, and my place in it is very small, and you know, people lose perspective of everything around them. They see themselves as being the center of their universe, when they should be trying to help people in the universe as opposed to only helping themselves. And I look at that to maintain and balance everything in my life, whether it be for politics or law enforcement, my career. Everybody comes from a different background. Everybody comes from a different level of experience, and their experience might be different. And I look at that, like, even when it comes to like personal training or whatever, like when it came to me, like, you see a lot of advice that are made by people who never were out of shape or never had to like achieve a big goal like that, and they don't understand the perspective of somebody who is in that mindset or in that mind, you know, frame of mind. And you have to have, you know, a perspective, you know, you have to look at it from their viewpoint, and that comes with everything. I think it helps people to go into their little closed off box and not have that perspective, you know, to like stroke their own ego and all this stuff. But you really have to maintain your grounded level and realize that you are a small cog in this giant, you know, machine of a world, and you have to really know your place.
I like that. Aaron, I really appreciate you coming on the show. Tell everyone where they can find you. You got to make sure you follow Aaron. He's got great stuff. He always keeps it real. So where can they find you, Aaron?
Thanks. At Huge, H-U-G-E, underscore fat, F-A-T, underscore loser, L-O-S-E-R on Instagram. I also have a Facebook, but I try to avoid Facebook because everything is so negative on there that it's just not the same thing. Instagram is just so much of a better vibe. And at Huge Fat Loser on Twitter, but once again, it's kind of negative on there. So I just usually just post and run. But if you ever want to reach out to me about anything, I don't care if it's for trying to find new tire on a car, whatever it is, non-health related, I'll talk to you about anything. Just reach out to me. Seriously. We all got to be there for each other and support each other and push each other through.
Couldn't agree more. Aaron, you're a great guy. Appreciate what you do. And thank you so much for coming on the show. You know, people are going to definitely get a lot of value out of this, and keep being you, my friend. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You keep being you too. You inspire me, for real.
Oh, I appreciate that, Aaron. Thank you very much, man. Till next time, guys, fuel your drive.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast, Fuel Your Drive. Please be sure to subscribe and leave a review. I'd really appreciate it. And also, make sure you follow Gym Guys on Instagram. And, of course, myself, Josh York GG. We're going to change the world. And we want to help you along the journey.